itself is just really a reminder to yourself. I just really want to create a platform, you know, for creatives and entrepreneurs, you know. As long as you have trust, faith, you know, the universe is going to have your back. And that's my note to self.
Welcome to another episode of Note to Self. This is yours, Jariah. And before we do get started, you know, I kind of wanted to start doing the whole, you know, playing the music thing before we get into another episode. So just, you know, check out this song, vibe out, before we get into this episode.
I guess maybe some little problems could arise.
Well, there are always a few.
I mean, if anything happened and we couldn't be friends the way we are now, that would really be bad.
Devastating.
Because this is very good.
And that would be good.
That would be good too. The idea is to combine the this and the that.
Trying to keep it low. Keep them all on and need to know. Tell everybody that we just friends, but to be honest, our platonics for TV shows. Same place, we were different folks. Case closed at the crack code. Is it me or is you cold? Cause the feelings you ain't showing poking at your clothes. Go put a sweater on or get a room. Forbidden fruit swimming in your juice. A lot of ways I can get to you, but my train of thought is trying to get you out the chew. Still we keep it low. Keep them all on and need to know. Cause somebody tell somebody I'm somebody and I'm sorry, but somebody gonna need to go.
Welcome to episode 5 of Note to Self. This is your host. I said that already, but I feel like I need to say it again. Anyway, I really like that song. It's I'm pretty sure y'all know it. It's by Wale and SZA. Need to Know. I don't know, that song, it was stuck in my head all day today, and I got a nice little vibe to it. So I just wanted to, you know, let y'all vibe out for a little bit. But thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. Thank you to my supporters. Thank you to everybody who listened to my podcast faithfully, because I am almost at 900 plays. I'm trying to get to 1,000 probably in the next week or two. We'll see how it goes. But thank you guys for supporting me. Like I said, I'm just trying to get back into the swing of things with the podcast. I've been handling a lot of things. I've been doing a lot. I've been, you know, trying to balance out this business and, you know, still working my 9-to-5. So, you know, I've been busy and productive, and I'm happy about that. You know, I finally got over the hoops and all of that with the whole business thing. So, you know, I'm going to be ready to launch my candles pretty soon. They will be available for pre-order sometime this week. But yeah, I will definitely keep you guys updated. If you guys follow me on social media, you know, then you know. I do have a business page for my business, so I will definitely leave that in the description. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into this episode. So this episode, I think I talked about it like last season. I don't even really remember, but it's, you know, we're going to talk about healing and self-love, you know, just pouring all this love and energy into yourself. I just feel like I'm at a point in my life where I can really get into depth on these two topics, because I'm at a point in my life where I love me. I'm the only person who's loving me right now. I'm not dating, no entanglements, none of that. And I can truly tell you guys and honestly tell you guys that I am happy. I am happy with who I am, where I'm at. I don't need a nigga for nothing. Like, I just spent this whole year just really pouring that love and energy into myself, just focusing on me, you know, figuring out who the hell I am, you know, as a person, as a woman, you know. I learned that, you know, the relationship you have with yourself, and I know you guys heard it, the relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship outside of you. And I am a firm believer in that, because it's like, It's like everything you do is energy. Love is energy. Money is energy. This world revolves around energy, if you want to believe it or not. I just feel like the love, you know, how you treat yourself is what you're going to attract. So if you treat yourself like shit, then that's who you're going to tend to attract, toxic people. And if you, you know, pouring on this love and, you know, taking care of yourself, then that's what you're going to attract. You know, and I used to question myself all the time, like, why? What the hell is going on? Why is all of this happening? And I just, you know, just looking back now, I'm just like, yo, I really wasn't in the right mindset. I was doing dumb shit. I had lost myself into loving somebody else, like completely lost it. And it's like, sometimes, you know, I don't regret anything, but it's like, When you look back on this situation, and you're like, damn, like, was I really that stupid? Like, what the hell? Like, you knew better, and you know you knew better, but you know, for some reason, you still thunked it out. And, you know, the outcome of that, you know, ended with a broken heart. But that's neither here or there. I'm just over that whole situation. Even though it caused me a lot of pain, stress, every damn thing, you know, it really built my character, and it really turned me into the woman who I am today. You know, it made me realize that's not what I wanted. What I thought I wanted is not what I wanted. I wouldn't really say it's not what I needed, but it helped me get to where I'm at. So it's a little bit of both. But I just look at back on this situation like, bitch, like, what are you thinking? But love is blind, and it can take over your mind. For real, I'm just like, damn, like, I was not looking at them damn red flags. Like, let me tell you something, can't try that shit with me now. I notice red flags off the rip. Like, anytime somebody's trying to slide in my DM, or the way you approach me, like, I'm really good at reading vibes and energy, so I already know if I want to fuck with you or not, just off of that, you know, how you approach me, like, off rip. And I don't sugarcoat shit no more when it comes to guys. Like, I don't do it, because it's like, I don't want to be stuck in a situation that I don't want to be in. So, you know, of course I'm going to be nice about it and everything like that. I'm not really going to be rude, but yeah, I can already, I read vibes, like, I read books very well. But I'm just so happy that I can finally say I'm happy. You know, I really love myself. You know, I do a lot of self-love, self-care activities. Like, I give myself flowers, write myself letters. I really like writing like letters to myself, because it's just a daily reminder. You know, I remind myself daily that I am enough. You are loved. You don't need a nigga for anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, too, it's like, if a nigga can't give me the love I give to myself, then it stops right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it stops right there. Like, there's no need for us to even continue on this conversation. And that's just how I see it as. Like, I don't even mean to sound like I'm the shit or anything, but I know my worth. You know what I'm saying? And my love is priceless. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm not settling for less anymore. Like, I'm not doing that. And so many people ask me why I'm single. Because if you can't give me what I give myself, then it's really, we're not really on the same page. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why would I disrespect myself like that? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not tolerating shit no more. I'm like, I'm getting older. I know what I want. So if you don't got what I want, then see you later. You better go sign in the next bitch's DM, not mine. Don't play with me, because I don't play at all. Like, I'm really, really protected of my love and my energy. Like, and I feel like everybody should be like that. You know? Even guys, too. Like, I don't really see guys really talking about self-love. And I'm just like, I don't know why they don't do that. Like, maybe I need to get a guy on a podcast. I need to get a guy's input. Because I don't care what you say, some guys don't practice self-love. You could just tell, like, that they don't practice self-love. And I think that's important. I think that's very important. I just love that I don't depend on nobody else's happiness to make me happy. I just feel like when it comes to, like, relationships, I just feel like, you know, your partner should be adding onto your happiness. You shouldn't really depend on them to make you happy. I just feel like, too, you should always continue to practice self-love, even if you're in a relationship. Because it's like, what happens when it don't work out? Well, then, I mean, at least, you know, you got you. You know, you got yourself. And I know heartbreaks aren't the best, but it just really depends, you know. It just really depends on how it ends. But, yeah, I'm just so happy I can say I'm healed, too. Like, I'm fully healed from, like, my past traumas, you know, anything that I dealt with in the past. Like, I've really been getting into, I mean, I always been a writer, but, like, now, like, especially this year, I've been journaling a lot. Like, I can write all day, every day. And I just look back on my, and I feel good when I write in my journal, because this is me spilling out my truths, you know, my feelings, facing my fears, taking accountability, you know, just everything. And I just love writing because it's like I'm being honest with myself. And when I do write these passages, I just read them out loud. Just read them out loud. And then, you know, I pray on it, talk to God about it. And that's it. That's it. That's a done deal. I think everybody should be honest with themselves. And I think that's, you know, where that comes into play, too, you know, with the whole self-love thing. We're not really honest with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? And I know the truth hurts. It hurts. But you'll be okay. You'll definitely be okay, because I turned out okay. Actually, I turned out pretty fucking good, but yeah. But yeah, I just feel like journaling has done so much for me, meditating. Like, I just feel like a damn bird, just not like bird ratchet, but, you know, I just feel free, you know? I just feel free, like I can spread my wings and just fly, and just, I just feel so free. I got so much love in my heart. You know, I don't regret anything. I don't have hate, resentment towards anybody that has hurt me, because, you know, I'm over that. Like, I just kind of laugh at it, too. I just laugh at it. Like I said, you know, that pain turned me into the woman I am today. And even though it wasn't pretty, you know, the outcome definitely sure was worth it. It was worth it, I would say. I'm not going to do that shit again, though, for real. I just advise anybody who, you know, who is struggling to love themselves again, you know, just really trying to figure out who you are. It's going to be okay. Take your time, you know. Take some time off of social media if you need to. Like, that's what I had to do. I got into self-help books, was really reading YouTube, looking at motivational speeches and things like that. Those really do help. I was exercising. I was doing everything in a goddamn book to kind of release the anger, you know, all of that. I even signed up for a damn boxing class for about 30 days. Like, it was really, like, I needed to, because I'm not the type of person to act out, you know, lash out or anything like that. So, like, all of that, like, I had to go through that shit myself. Like, I had no other way to express how I felt, you know what I'm saying? Because the nigga, he wasn't, you know, I couldn't curse his ass out, because at this point, he wasn't responding back to me. So, I just had to find therapeutic ways. I would even go sit by a damn lake. You know, find a friend who's really understandable, not somebody who's just going to be like, just give you the wrong advice, you know? Even talk to people that you're not close with. Sometimes talking to strangers do help. But I would say really take time to yourself. You know, talk to God. Like I said, journal, meditate. It's not going to be easy, I can tell you that, because it definitely took me, like, 6 months to a year. No, when I got, like, to that 6 month mark, motherfucker done reached out to me, and I doubled back, and then we fell out, like, 3 months after that, didn't talk for almost, like, a year, then, you know, he reached back out. But by the time then, I didn't have any feelings. I'm like, nigga, this is like a repeated cycle. I'm just like, you know what, I'm done. We're done. So, I would say give yourself 6 months a year, definitely. Because by the time you reach 6 months, it's kind of like, you know, it's still there a little bit, but it's like, all right, you know, I'm over it a little bit, but. Just take time to yourself. Take time with you. You know, we're still young. Well, some of us, but we're still young. You got your whole life. You know, there's gonna be other people. I know there's gonna be more heartbreaks, but shit, it is what it is. But yeah, self-love is key. You know, it really looks good. It really looks good on you, especially when people can see that you're genuinely happy. Like, I think that's a good feeling when other people can notice. Like, your aura is different, you know what I'm saying? You start attracting the people that are needed in your life, you know what I'm saying? And I tell people, everything is energy. Everything is energy. And how you treat yourself... The energy, like how you treat yourself, is what you attract. Did I say that in the beginning? I think I did. But like I said, everything is energy. Money's energy. Love's energy. Believe it or not, everything is energy. And like I said, take care of yourself. Take very good care of yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Take care of yourself. Don't settle for less. Know your worth. You are enough. You are enough. And you're going to get through it. And this message is for anybody who's struggling to, you know, to figure out who they are. But if you guys have any other questions, you know, feel free to reach out to me. I'm all ears, you know. I don't judge, you know. People say it's easy to talk to me, and I'm glad that I don't come off as, like, someone who seems closed off or anything. Well, that's what I think. But I'm just happy that people can, you know, come talk to me. I like helping other people out, especially when you guys been through the same shit. It feels really good. It feels like a breath of fresh air. But that's all I had to talk about this episode. Like I said, thank you guys for being so supportive. You guys really, really, really make me happy. And like I said, I'm gonna be more consistent with the, you know, the podcast. I miss talking to you guys. So, yeah, definitely gonna be more consistent. Listen, guys, it's October. We have 2 more months left of 2020. Finish this year out with a bang. You know, listen, just praying that 2021, you know, is a little bit better. Just don't let this pandemic get the best of you. You know, we're almost there. We're almost at the finish line. Keep your head high, and I'll see you guys next episode.
Put your keys on the counter. keep my eye on the clock. Ain't no need to be nervous. Girl, I just wanna talk. Love sometimes hurts you, but we don't deserve it. And we both searching for the one, I understand. So if you can't find someone like me, I'll be right here, baby. I'll be right here, baby. Don't stress it, we can always go to plan B. You know that I deserve you. So tell me, can we plan? Don't stress it, we can always go to plan B. Your life.